troops in Syria are reclaiming major strongholds from ISIS this week, but it doesn't mean the war is over. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the midst of transitions and change, there is hope. We'll tell you more about how ministries today are weathering change and even celebrating it in light of the gospel. Stay tuned and find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. ISIS has lost 99% of its territory, and efforts to remove the remaining 1% began this week. However, Open Doors USA's Dr. David Curry says losing land won't stop the terror group.
They have a virtual caliphate now. They don't need territory. They don't need a capital. They have nodes in the network that are still active. They have massive wealth that has expanded their ability to train, to fund, and to attack. And most importantly, their philosophy is still alive and well.
Recent reports say ISIS attacks in the West have decreased, but not the amount of attempted attacks. The fight against ISIS and its ideologies is far from over, but Open Doors is helping Christians stay in the Middle East.
When Christians can be salt and light in the middle of these communities, helping their neighbors, loving their neighbors in Jesus' name, it makes a big difference, and people's eyes are open.
Please pray for these Christians in the Middle East and for Christ to disrupt ISIS' extreme ideology. Across the border in neighboring Lebanon, Christians are making another investment in the futures of refugee children. Tom Adama says Heart for Lebanon staff share Christ's love with Syrian refugee families at three ministry centers. Right now, they're leasing space from local churches for their ministry work, but they're making progress on a brand new 54,000 square foot building.
This building, to God be the glory, is 80% complete. On September 22nd, we will have a day of prayer and dedication of the ground floor. Our mission at Heart for Lebanon is to make disciples, and that starts with evangelism. And the contractors on our building are all unsaved. And our prayer request would be, as we finish this building, that we'd have greater opportunities to share Jesus Christ with the construction workers.
More than 170,000 people participated in City Fest in the United States last weekend. This event brought hundreds of Christians together so people everywhere could worship Jesus. During the celebration, nearly 2,000 people gave their lives to Christ. Now that City Fest is over, what happens next? How do people stay motivated to keep growing in their faith and sharing about Christ? Andrew Palau of the Luis Palau Association.
The work never ceases. Just persevering, keeping it in the forefront of our mind, doing hard things, stepping out of our comfort zones, meeting with people, saying yes to things that are related to unity. Even when these catalytic moments are gone, be personally dedicated to doing something in your life related to meeting new people, loving them, getting to know them.
Find your place in the full story about CityFest at missionnews.org. And today, Mission Aviation Fellowship is celebrating the inauguration of David Holston as their new president. Holston hopes to grow MAF as an aviation ministry reaching isolated people around the world.
The ways that we were able to come alongside of others and serve them in the early 50s looks different than now. The thing I've loved about MAF, though, throughout the years, is that we really have a cultural value of seeking to continuously improve. We like to look at what we do. We want to ask ourselves, how can we do this better?
However, the most important things won't change.
At the end of the day, we want the gospel to be foremost in what we do, so that as we come alongside of a person who is physically or spiritually isolated and connect them to the resources that can really bring transformation to their situation, we want to put Christ before them.
Please ask God to bless this time of transition and growth with MAF. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.